Frigate Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet. Now let's take you straight into the game with our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Game of the weekend. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there, especially two Spence girls I know who are
absolutely
radio. So happy Valentine's Day to everybody, and hope it's a good one tonight for the Bears from Willow. We're taking on the Bears from Ava, and so it's a big SCA matchup tonight. Senior night, special night. Bears honored seniors prior to this game, in between the JV game and the varsity contest. So senior night tonight, and not a lot of seniors to honor. Bears only have two basketball players that are seniors, and that's Jay Sisko and Jace Rogers. So good evening so far. JV game ended on a rather abrupt and dismaying note, but outside of that, it's been a good evening. JV lost it in at the buzzer, 34-33. It was a tough one. Ava,
a familiar foe for the Willow Springs Bears, a team that has been hard to beat for Willow in the past, and really in the pretty near. And lost in pretty terrible fashion.
Yeah, it was
to the Ava Bears last year. So there's no taking this game lightly for Willow. And Ava, if you'll look through there, they're 8-12 on the season, and the Bears beat them back in December in the Stratford tournament. But there's a big but there. They have played everybody close. They don't get blown out. They hustle. They play good defense.
And I'm sure
they've got it all.
And I'm sure that they were dismayed in the Sparta tournament when they were seeded number one and wound up playing for seventh place.
One place, but yeah, that's not where they wanted to be at all.
No, they were top seed in that tournament, and we thought we might meet them again.
Yeah, expected really to meet them in the semifinals in that tournament, but it didn't happen. Dalton is the offense for this team, and at times they can struggle to score. And
right.
We'll have to take advantage of that tonight.
They kind of like to keep the score low, but it was an odd game last night. And I know Coach Morris brought this out after the game that the Licking team is a team that averages 72 points a game, and the Bears held them to 45. That was a tremendous effort defensively for the Bears.
Yeah, we talked. I think you can really go back to it. He said after the Hollister game, that's when the team bought into we've got to play better defense.
Yeah.
And from that point on, they really have been playing a better brand of defense,
right.
And we've seen that get better and better through February.
Yeah,
so
the only two losses have been to Mansfield and Thayer, and neither one of them were shameful losses. They were just tight games that went down to the wire. So the Bears have played good basketball.
They have played good
25.
Basketball. This one is really important, not only just to get a win, but also for the SCA. As we look at one more week of regular season basketball, the SCA standings right now, Liberty, Grove, Thayer, and Willow all have a 3-1 record in the SCA. So Bears need to win tonight. Then they would go into Mountain Grove. Presumably, both those teams at 4-1, somebody would have to lose. And then the Bears of the conference championship. So you got to win to keep those hopes alive, and it starts tonight.
And then Thayer plays Liberty on last game of the year. So that'll be an interesting game as well.
Lots of big SCA games coming up here in the next week. And one quick scheduling note for Bear fans, the Tuesday Mountain Grove, that could be a very big game, has been moved to Monday. So President's Day basketball for you, Monday night at Mountain Grove. The girls are there as well. So it's going to be girls JV, girls varsity, boys JV, boys varsity. Four basketball games on Monday. and that will take the place of that Tuesday game in anticipation of winter weather coming into the area on Tuesday.
Yeah, this February hasn't been nice weather-wise. We thought January was bad, and I think February is going to be worse. So anyway, so much for the weather. Basketball game between the Bears.
Friday night at Mumford Gym have been very, very few and far between this season. This is the last one. Bears do have one more home game scheduled for next Thursday against Steelville. That's a late pickup, and it may not happen depending on what this winter weather does, but that's the plan, is there'll be one more home game next Thursday. We will pause for the national anthem. We will take a two-minute time away and come back with the starting lineup in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
Paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
At Monarch,
and we now send it to public address announcer Chris Wagner.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to half court. We'd like to take a moment to honor a special accomplishment for our basketball program. During the championship game of the Sparta tournament, Jason Rogers scored his 1,000th career point. We are presenting Chase with a special ball and a plaque in honor of this career milestone. We want to thank Chase for all his hard work that has led up to this moment. Let's give him another well-deserved round of applause. Host to the Ava Bears in an SBA conference game. Since tonight is senior night, we'd like to introduce the starters and non-starters for both teams. Introducing first the non-starters for the Ava Bears, a 5'11 freshman guard, number 2, Callan Harville, a 5'10 sophomore guard, number 3, Thomas Ellison, a 5'7 junior guard, number 11, Gunner Evans, a 5'11 junior guard, number 14, Tristan Denny. A 5'10 junior forward, number 20, Ben Stewart. A 6'1 senior guard, number 2, Jackson Donnelly. A 5'11 freshman guard, number 23, Dennis Pitt. A 5'8 freshman guard, number 33, Garrett Richards. And a 6'5 senior forward, number 44, Garrison Honeycutt. And now introducing the non-starters for the Willow Springs Bears, a 5'10 freshman guard, number 2, Caden Lee. A 6'2 junior guard, number 5, Holt McGinnis. A 6'2 sophomore guard, number 13, Blaine Altermatt. A 5'9 sophomore guard, number 15, Brody Thompson. And a 6'3 junior center, number 54, Brady Altermatt. And now the starting lineup for the Ava Bears. Ava will be visitors on the scoreboard. We'll be wearing blue and gold. They're coached by Riley Jenkins and assisted by Chase Gapsu and Zach Mendel. A record of 8-12, 2-2 in the SCA. Starting tonight for Ava, a 6-foot senior guard, number 5, Bridger Wiedmeyer. A 6-4 senior forward, number 10, Isaac Dalton. A 6-2 sophomore forward, number 24, Brock Swadesh. A 6-foot sophomore guard, number 30, Grant Swadesh. And a 6-3 senior guard, number 32, Peyton Merritt. Coach Jenkins and the Ava Bears.
And
they're coached by Dustin Forrest, assisted by James Lee and Ryan Bunch. The Bears 3-1 in the SCA. Starting tonight for the Bears, a 5'9 junior guard, number 1, Colby Shane. A 5'10 sophomore guard, number 2, Brady Shane. A 6'4 junior center, number 42, James D. A 5'9 senior guard, number 10, Jake Sisko. And a 6'2 senior guard, number 0, Jake Rutter. Coach Forrest is the Bears.
Thank you, Coach Wagner. Does a good job getting everybody hyped up. Jay Sisko getting the starting nod as a senior night. The Bears control. Colby James brings it into the front court. He'll swing it left side. Jay Sisko on the wing. And his pass. Sisko trying to inbound. He'll lob it up, and it is tipped, stolen by Ava. Back up top. Swadesh. Right side for Wiedemeyer. Gets it down to Dalton. He's double teamed. Back up top. Three ball is good by Peyton Merritt. And the Ava Bears take a 3-0 lead to start the action. Colby James up top. Sends it right side for Rogers. Chase. Top of the key. He'll give it to Brady. Colby. Trying to make a move on Brady James, puts it up. 30-second timeout for Coach Forrest. 2 minutes in, we'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your...
Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Let's go here in the first quarter. Ava with a quick 5-0 lead. Bears with the ball. Caden Lee in for Chase Sisko. He'll lob it underneath to Rogers. Little catch and release, but it's short. No good from the block. Again, Ava with the rebound. Bears are 0-for to start the game, and Ava's off and running with a 5-0 lead. They throw it inside. It's tipped. Caden Lee comes away with it. Ahead to Colby to the basket. No, but he's fouled. Hit the floor hard, helped up, and Colby James will go to the line and try to get the Bears on the board with 5:39 to go in the first quarter.
Well, it's senior night. Sometimes, you know, that's a... away. Grant Swadish with the foul.
First.
I beat on it way too much last
night. Well, hopefully we won't have to beat on it tonight. Colby's second free throw is good. Makes them both, and the Bears are on the board. It's 5-2 Ava, 5.5 minutes to go first quarter. Swadish into the front court. Throws a right side. Good defense. Brady James on a
quick hands.
Two turnovers now for Ava.
Ava will meet the Bears at half court as Colby brings it across the timeline. Ava starting to make. Brady James on the right side gives it to Colby. Top of the key. Swadish quickly there to get on him. Colby crosses it over, gets to the left side. Can't get a shot off. Has it tipped away. Gets it back. Tried to get it to Rogers, but Swadish takes it away. Great steal by Grant Swadish. And back comes Ava. Dalton to the free throw line. Spins to the right side for Merritt. Merritt to the free throw line. Working on James Dean. Makes a nice move. Underhand layup is good. Smooth move by Peyton Merritt, the 6'3 senior. 7-2. Ava by 5. Just 2 points in the first 4 minutes.
And a foul is going to be called
Brady
on Brady James.
Hmm.
No, it's going to be for a slap, what our head official said. This is Dalton. Spins in the paint. Jumper good. Brady James hit the deck and couldn't defend that. 9-2. Ava goes up by 7. 4 minutes into the ball game. Caden Lee on the right side. Takes a dribble up top to Rogers. Jace hands it to Brady James. Brady takes the screen. Little give and go to Dean, who draws the foul. And they're going to say it was on the floor. And the Bears will inbound. Line. I think he could have made a case for that being a shooting foul.
He was headed for the basket.
Into the game. For Ava. Also Jackson Donnelly, 6 foot senior, comes in. Puts it on the floor, one arms it back midcourt. To Colby. Bears have not had a field goal in this game. Lee to Rogers. Jace, pull-up jumper is off the mark. Contact, no whistle. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Ava. It will stay with Willow on the baseline.
Look pretty well.
Not.
hasn't met a lot this year, but looked a little tired coming out of the gate. Brady James takes the inbound back to Colby for three. Got it. Big three by Colby James, and hopefully that breaks the ice a little bit for the Bears. 3:20 to go first quarter. 9-5 is the Ava lead. Dalton into the front court. They go down low. Honeycutt. His pass taken away by Brady James. Straight steal. 3-on-2 to Colby. Layup is good. The James brothers create the basket, and the Bears are on a 5-0 run and pull it back to within two. Dalton across midcourt runs into a trap. There's a left side for Donley. Donley has to go off of Rogers' foot. Ava catches a break there because Jace was off to the races.
He's headed for a layup.
Instead. Big three by Bridger Wiedemeyer. And Ava back up by five. 12-7 Blue Bears with 2.5 minutes to go first quarter here at Mumford Gym. Lee on the right wing holds it above his head, gives it to Rogers. Rogers drives left, locks it up. Basket counted at one. Jace on senior night, he has done that so often in his career, and every time he does it, I just think, man, it feels like he could do that every time. Just effort. Get the chance. Free throw. Gets it away to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer working on Lee. Lee with a straight steal on Wiedemeyer. Great job by the freshman. He'll hand it to Rogers. Rogers back to Lee. Brady James. Bears have their first lead of the night, 13-12. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Tonight, Swatis all the way to the basket, puts it up, nobody's fouled, and James Dean will put Ava on the line. Got beat and picked up the foul. Swatis nearly had an and one. Instead, he'll have to earn it. Grant Swatis at the line.
Ball pressure has kind of got the Bears back in the game, I think. Big deal there. They forced Ava into four turnovers in the first quarter, and that kind of got them going.
We've seen that this year to know that turnovers can be an issue for this team.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Quarter. Colby lost it to midcourt. He'll be met by Swatis. Over to Rogers, right side for Lee in front of the Ava bench. Goes between his legs, picks up the dribble, needs some help. Nobody. James Dean comes up to get it. James makes a nice move to the free throw line. May have got away with a travel. Needs some help, gives it to Colby on the right wing. Colby being chased, he'll bring it back to midcourt and reset for the Bears. Coach Forrest. Grant at the top. Grant gets to the. Rogers in the air. back to Dalton up top. Dalton, pullback three over Rogers. Good. Isaac Dalton. Good shot there. And the Ava Bears back in front, 17-15. Much more scoring, really, than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Quarter. Even in man defense, though, it may be a little harder to do that. Now they slide, as soon as I say that, slide into a 2-3 zone.
26.
You can hear the active coaching to my left as all three of the Bear coaches are making sure to give the directions here. 8 seconds. From Mumford Gym, Ava leads Willow 17-15. Back to 60 seconds.
So,
life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why so?
KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter underway. Ava leading 17-15, and they have the ball to start the second quarter.
Ava, regained a four-point advantage. They've led by as many as seven here in the first half. Dalton on the wing. Picks up the dribble. Bounces it to Swadesh on the block. Back up to Wiedemeyer. And now a hand check on Blaine Altermat. Into the game is Talon Harville, a freshman for the Ava Bears. He'll trigger the inbound. They'll get it out to Dalton at the top of the key. Dalton, one.
First one, though, on Brady.
1 minute. Brady James. Brady behind his back to the free throw line. Sends it left side for Colby. Into the corner. Back to Colby. Rock. Jason. Is it Colby taking a jump shot from that range? Bears back to within two. The Maroon Bears back to within two. Eight. Wiedemeyer. Merritt gives a nine, but does not pull the trigger on the three. Harville to Wiedemeyer. Free throw line jumper is off the mark. Rebound Lee. Ahead to Colby. Colby, 1-on-4. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line is no good and no chance at a rebound. Dalton across the middle. Back to Harville left side. It's the Ava. Quickly around the arc. Now Dalton has it top of the key, left side for Harville.
They have good ball movement.
They do, especially in the half court. Coach Forrest last night said he would have liked to have played with a shot clock again against Ava. Nice pass underneath, shot up, no good, left it a little short. Rebound fought for. Altermat gets it ahead to Colby. Colby sends it to Jace in the corner for three. No good. Rebound comes out long, and Ava comes down with it. Harville working on Brady James, gets to the baseline, and a foul called on Brady. And that'll be his second personal. And now these coaches know each other really well. They've got a long friendship, and you can bet. Ava back in front. 21-17. Well executed by Ava.
Yep.
Nearing the half. Lee looks down low, gives us a run. Senior hits a big three and pulls the Bears to within one. Dalton across midcourt. As Wiedemeyer will be the first team.
Second.
One of the starters for the Blue Bears. 357. Back down the floor looking to regain the lead. Gives it to Lee in front of the Ava bench. Rogers. Long three. Short, rebound Colby in the paint, turnaround jumper, good. Colby James with the offensive put back on the jumper, and the Bears back in front, 22-21. Ava into the front court. Harville up top. Bingo. And the Ava Bears back in front by one. Rogers left side, trapped. Gets it to Lee to the block to the basket. Layup is good. Caden Lee puts Willem 24-23.
Give an assist that time to Rogers.
Colby James. And Ava will inbound on the side. In the meantime, James Dean comes in for Brady James. That'll be the last we'll see Brady this half. He'll sit with a couple. And Harville holds it. Four. 27. salt to the low. Colby having a big night for the Bears. He's got 18.
Yeah.
That...
first 15 of the Bears.
Colby's been on. Bridger Wiedemeyer. And Ava needed that badly. Stops the Bears. Willow now leading 29-26 with 1 minute to go in an entertaining first half.
It has been.
Chase the dribble, gives it up to Lee, and Cole. Want to try to work it down, but Ava in the zone, but definitely coming out to trap. Bears continue to pass along the midcourt stripe with 34 seconds. Rogers. Lee. Bears have won. Arville comes up to guarding with 15. Colby at midcourt with 10. Rogers in the corner with 8. Back to Colby with 7. There's Altermat open. 3. No good. Rebound. Ava with 2. With 1. And they will not get a shot off. And that will send us to the half. Willow leading Ava 29-26. We'll come back and talk about it in 3 minutes. You're listening to me. KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
Paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle?
Tonight's sideline sponsors include Mid-Ozark Insurance. Now back to the game.
Halftime here in Willow Springs, Mumford Gymnasium, SCA conference game on a Friday night in February. That's just normal. That's normal. And it's normal tonight for the Ava Bears and Willow Springs Bears to be playing a tight basketball game. And it really is at this point. 29-26, the score, with the Maroon Bears leading Ava. And Ava got off to a hot start, led 9-2 in the first quarter. Bears kind of battled back and got back in it, played some good defense there in the second quarter. I know Coach Forrest talks about defense a lot in these last few weeks, and one of the things he likes to talk about is holding the opponent to 12 points or fewer in a quarter, and that's exactly what happened in the second. By the Willow Bears there in the second quarter. Here's where scoring went in the first half for the Ava Bears. First of all, Dalton leads them in scoring. He has 7 points. Wiedemeyer has a couple of trays, and he has 4 points for Brock Swadesh, 2 for Grant Swadesh, and 5 for Marriott. And actually, 4 trays for the Ava Bears. That's a little unusual, I think. They're not usual. And they're hitting them, too. For the Willow Bears, on the other side of the ledger, it's Jace Rogers Knight as senior, but the junior, Colby James, has kind of taken over the ball game. He has 18 of the Bears, 26 points. So, big night for Colby, and Bears need every one of them. 6 points for Rogers, 2 points for Lee, and 3 for Blaine Halderman. As far as the stats go, comparative stats, rebounds are even, 8 apiece, and free throws, 3 out of 3 for the Bears and 2 out of 2 for Ava. So there you go.
All right. Good game here at Mumford Gym, 29-26, your halftime score. Bears from Willow. Bears had to battle back.
Had to overcome some stuff.
Next week. The game Tuesday at Mountain Grove has been moved to the boys are scheduled to have a home game on Thursday next week against Steelville, and then the boys will wrap up their season at Kabul on Friday night. That will be it for the regular season, and then we'll move on to district play. We don't have the district seedings yet for the boys, so probably next week we'll have that, and we'll pass that along to you. So we're expecting the Bears to be in the district, but don't know that yet. The girls' bracket did come out. The Lady Bears are the 4th seed in the 6-team class. So the Lady Bears will take on Houston February 25th at 5:30. That'll be the first round action for the Lady Bears. Bear is the top seed in the girls' bracket. They're probably going to be the top seed in the boys' bracket, I would say, as well.
Mountain Grove might give them some.
That's true. That's
some
true.
Trouble. But no, yeah. They're not in the tournament.
So well, at the 4th seed. And the SCA standings, as the Bears need to win tonight, go to 4-1, and then they go to Mountain Grove. They've got Kabul waiting as the last SCA game, and that's you can be pretty at Mountain Grove, and still lots of basketball to be played. Liberty has Houston, Salem, and Thayer still left on their schedule. Mountain Grove has Kabul tonight, Willow, and Salem to finish out the year. And then Thayer has Salem, Ava, and Liberty. And, you know, this Ava team, they can give just about anybody a good game.
Yep.
So
yep.
Don't sleep on the Ava Bears.
They play good fundamental basketball. So they're going to get in there and play with you.
They're 2-2. And then Kabul and Houston sitting at 0-4. Houston's had a tough part of the SCA schedule to play first. They may still get a win or two before it's all. At the Sparta tournament. So, only leading by three at the half. We'll come back for the start of the third quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
I'm getting underway here at Mumford Gym as the Bears take on the Bear. The Maroon again. Colby James will take the inbound. 18 points in the first half. Really paced the Bears. He'll hand it off to Jace Rogers. Jace, top of the key. Back to Brady James, took one in the face, but hangs on to the ball.
Back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bear timeout to keep the possession. Give him the assist on that basket.
James Dean with gets it ahead to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer back to Swadesh. .32-29 Bears from Willow. 1 minute into the third quarter. James Dean at the free throw line. He'll hand it off to Lee. Lee bounces to Colby. Colby takes a screen. Rebound tip to Ava. Marriott. And Will push to the free throw line. Barrett with the foul. 6-12 to go. Midcourt, 2-3 zone. But Dalton on the right side, back to Swatter. Swatter gets to the free throw line, clears it to Wiedemeyer. I have 20 to go in the third quarter. You just get the feeling like this is going to go all the way to the wire,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
I don't think either one of these teams is going to break.
It's important.
It's very similar to last night's game with a little more scoring. Lee takes off. Might have got away with the travel. Gets it back to Brady James. Brady bounces it to Dean. Free throw line jumper is no good. Rebound comes out long to Wiedemeyer. And Ava's got a chance to take the lead. Wiedemeyer all the way to the basket. Gets tied up by Brady James. And the ball is tipped into the hands of Lee, who got pushed by Wiedemeyer, but no whistle. Caden Lee takes off, tips it left side for Rogers. Jace in the paint, forces one up. Lee puts it up and in. Offensive putback by Lee, and how was it not a foul on Rogers? The officials have swallowed their whistles a little bit here in the third quarter. Dalton to the left side. Up top to Swatter. Dalton. Now a drive. Colby James in the front court. Halfway through the third quarter, tied at 36. Brady James.
First points of the night.
Hopefully that'll loosen him up. Brady James is good. Colby. Had a good position. There, ball with 3:22 to play. So, Willow gets a break there. You don't see that. .322 to go, third quarter. Willow leading by three. And Colby will bring it into the front court. Dribble to the right side. Up top to Brady. Brady James to the left side. Needs some help. Back to Altermat. Open three. Got it. They ran it for him to get an open look. He got it, and he didn't miss. 42-36, Willow by six. Again, matching their best three of the night.
Usually when anybody enters with a three, but this time they throw it away.
As Wiedemeyer looking for Merritt. Merritt cut, and Wiedemeyer's pass sailed into the bleachers. To continue the third quarter, Brady James at the logo, Colby on the left side. Colby takes the screen, free throw line, jumper, no good, rims out, and Dalton clears the rebound, then lost the handle on it and dribbles it out of bounds. Another unforced turnover by Dalton in front of the Willow student section. Just
turnovers are mounting for the Ava Bears.
2.5.
Build their lead a little bit.
Gives it to Rogers. Rogers hands it to Colby in front of the way. Rogers. Up. To get Alstrom out, left side for Brady. Big move by the sophomore, and Willow leads by eight.
Biggest lead of the night for them.
The Ava Bears. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Willow Basketball on KUK here.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
The Bears with a 44-38 lead, and the Bears have the ball as we resume play.
Bleachers dribbles to the logo. Goes right side for Rogers. Chase holds it above his head, now puts it on the floor. Back.
They do that.
Chase Lee almost has it stripped, but keeps possession. He gives it to Colby in front of us with 1 minute to go in the third. A lot to burn.
It is.
Rogers. Guarded by Wiedemeyer. And they give it. You can take this strategy, and it's not a bad strategy as long as you don't turn it over. So they've ran about 45 off. Jace dribbles, gives it to Lee. Lee being chipped. I'm not sure what happened. Dalton checked out for a moment.
I don't know.
And Willow. Colby for two at the buzzer, and Willow leads by eight as we head to quarter number four. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient. So you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
G&W Foods in downtown Pueblo Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Pueblo Springs.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears outscored the Ava Bears 17-12 in the third quarter. Merritt led the way for Ava. He had 10 of their 12 points in that quarter.
Ava's
Brock Swadesh with the basket,
and it's 46-40. Colby. Back to Colby. Colby gets loose. Long two is off the mark. Rebound, Dalton. Dalton back the other way. Ava looking to get some momentum here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And Ava throws it into traffic, and Brady James gets the steal. Brady into the front court to the free throw line. Kick it back to Lee. Open three is short. Rebound comes out long to Swadesh. Swadesh dribble. Lead by Willow has been cut to four. 6:45 left to play. Bears need a bucket. Caden Williams. He hits the screen. Back to alternate right side for three. Missed it. And a rebound for Dalton. Then a foul called on Rogers. Bears have gone cold here as we start the fourth quarter.
First foul.
Bears having a Swadesh. Pulls Ava to within one. It's a 7-0 run for Ava to start the fourth quarter.
Colby, cross midcourt to Brady.
Willow back in front by three. Dalton at midcourt to Swadesh on the right side. Throws it into the corner. Three ball by Wiedemeyer. No good. Rogers. Guys in for the rebound.
Finally a rebound. The Bears have been missing out on those.
Third foul on Brock Swanish.
Rogers at the left. Being chipped. Lots of right now. Brady James leaves it for Rogers. Open three. Got it.
On senior night, Rogers delivers so far the biggest shot of the game and puts Willow back up by six. Some pressure from Willow as Swadesh gets it across midcourt, and he draws the foul as the Bears nearly come away with a steal.
Might be his second foul.
Going to be on. Give it to Dalton with the logo. Bears in a 2-3 zone. Swadesh. Gets it to Dalton. And Ava pulls back to within four. 51-47 Willow. Colby nearly backcourt. Able to toe the line. Now Rogers falls down. Tries to keep the dribble. Ball is loose. And it's a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Willow with 4:25 to play. Lots of hustle from this Ava team, and we knew that coming in. These guys come to play.
They don't stop.
No.
They got Norwood roots, too.
Yeah. They both love to have a win here tonight. Will Brady James on the sideline goes between his legs. It's around Wiedemeyer, gives it up to Lee. Lee, all the way to the block, trying to push a shot up, and he does, and it's good. First touch by Caden Lee. Willow back in front by six, halfway through the fourth.
Going to go.
Four-point game. To the left side. One arms it up top to Brady James. Lee holds it in front of the bleachers. To James Dean at the free throw line. Pivot. Needs to give it to somebody. Caden to the free throw line. Into the corner. Brady James. Jumper good from the left side. Hanging jumper for Brady James. Willow back in front by six. 55-49 with 3 minutes to go. Isaac Dalton, Wiedemeyer left side. Up top to Merritt. Now Swadesh out in front. Colby playing some good defense there.
Yeah, no foul on that one.
Ava will inbound on the baseline.
Wait up.
Dalton to Merritt. Up top for Swadesh.
Bring it down.
Full court press by Ava. Willow will try to break out of it. Colby bounces it ahead to Lee. Lee across the timeline to the paint, and he gets stopped by Ava.
Ava walks, but no call.
Wiedemeyer hands it back to Dalton in the corner. Swadesh going to go baseline. Swadesh to the block. Turnaround jumper is short. Colby's there for the rebound. Colby beat Swadesh to the left block, to the basket, left it short, though, and Swadesh comes away with the rebound. Colby doesn't miss too many of those. Dalton, right side, drives in the paint, working on Rogers, lowers his shoulder, puts it up, no, and they'll call a foul on Rogers. Dalton will go to the line shooting two free throws, and with 2:11. We call that on Dean?
Oh, I guess I did.
Free throw. So
Rogers did not get the foul. Dean picked up his second.
The rebound, and the Willow coaching staff and fans not out to Mary. We coming down to the end. Things are not trending good for the Maroon Bears right now. Wiedemeyer to Merritt with 1:20 to play. Huge possession. And they are going to make sure they get a good shot. They bounce it to Dalton. There's the guy. The second team foul on Ava. And Will intentions get back.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
So you're looking to customize your vehicle. Stop.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
31 seconds left to go in the game. It's a one-point game, 55-54. Bears with the ball.
Brady James will inbound. In the backcourt for Colby. Colby has it poked away. Ava's got it, and they've got a timeout. It was on the floor, and Harville dove for it, got the timeout, and now it's Ava's possession. And a full timeout. We will take a short 30-second time away and be right back. 28 seconds to play. Bears by one, back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your...
Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Okay, possession here. Possession has changed. Ava has the ball after taking it away from Colby James there in midcourt. So Ava will have the ball. 27.9 seconds to try to score and win the ball game.
Bears can have a long pressure. They can foul one more time before putting Ava at the line. So
yeah,
that's object number one, is for the Bears to try to create a turnover. Into the backcourt, Harville on Colby James, or Colby on him, and gets it away to Dalton with 22 seconds. Dalton up top to Merritt, left side for Harville with 18. Harville with 15. Up top, Wiedemeyer for three. It's off the mark. Brady James has the rebound. He's fouled with 12.2.
But that's not enough. That's
not enough to put him on the line.
To the line. Yeah.
But the big rebound by Brady James is huge at this point. Ava got a great look, didn't go, and now Willow's got to get it inbound. 12 seconds to go. Lee will try to inbound it, gets it to Brady James, but no, it's taken away by Ava. Tip on the floor, it's loose, jump ball, Ava will have it. 6.7 seconds left to play, and again, the Bears turn it over on the inbound. Wow.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
6.7 seconds left in the ball game. 55-54, Willow with the lead, Ava with the ball. Wow, Ava's got a great opportunity here to win this thing.
Now Ava will inbound. Willow still has a foul to give before they put Ava at the line, and that's significant. Willow can be very aggressive on the inbound here. Harville will inbound underneath the basket. Whistle blow. And now there's some controversy as the shot went in, but before that, he was out of bounds, and that is the right call, and they may put time back on the clock here. As the ball went out of bounds, Ava got it and put it up and in, but that was after the clock had expired. Now Coach Forrest will take a timeout. We'll just keep it right here and
talk about what happened there
because it was an odd situation. Ava got it inbound, got a decent shot up, but
had a big three-point shot.
Yeah, it didn't go, and the rebound went all the way out of bounds.
Right.
And Ava tried to play the ricochet off the out of bounds and put it up, and it did go in.
Right, but
the clock had already expired, and the ball had been out of bounds,
right,
which is, well, now
that
the official
was the bigger
is
play.
Saying.
The bigger play was the ball was out of bounds before the kid
any
took
kind
the
of
shot.
Shot.
There was no shot.
They've had this opportunity.
So oh, you didn't.
To get the win, but Ava gave him a fight.
Okay,
Willow wins it 55-54. We'll come back and talk to Coach Forrest in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Bumper Gym, Willow wins a thriller, 55-54. Joined by Coach Forrest and Dustin, let's just start with Ava. There is just something about Ava and Jenkins and what he does there, but man, that team is hard to beat.
You know, you look at their record, and they've won 8 or 9 games. I'm gonna tell you right now, an 8-point lead twice. You know, but that's typical. That's how, I mean, we did the same thing in Stratford. We had 8 or 9 point lead. Next thing you know, it was tied. We had 8 or 9 point. You know, we got to do a better job. We turned the ball over. Didn't do a good job handling it late there. I mean, we could have put it away. We turned it over 2 or 3 times, and it's just a little bit, just doing, trying to do a little too much, but hey, I'll take it.
Now in the SCA, and got Kabul there at the end, so that makes the Mountain Grove game on Monday night really, really important. We're definitely better.
You know, I feel like our last 2 games, our offense has kind of been stagnant. We haven't been getting the looks we need to look. Jason, you know. Continued on. Never misses a practice. Is always out there on scout team. Doesn't get much look. Doesn't get much accolades. But, you know, he goes to summer camp. Has fun with us. He's a great teammate. A great kid. And, you know, I don't think for a second that he's not going to have success in life either. And neither with Rogers. They're both going to be not.
For a big night on Monday.
Excited. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Go get some rest after that.
Willow Springs Bears as they lead with Colby James. He had 22.
lead all scorers. 9 points for Rock. Lee, 6 points for Blaine Aldermatt, and 3 for James Dean. He showed it tonight. 17 points, 13 for Dalton, 9 for Wiedemeyer, all threes for him. 9 points for Brock Swadesh, 4 points for Grant Swadesh, and that's the scoring for the Ava Bears. The Ava Bears. Over the Bears, and turnovers, Ava had 9 and the Bears had 5, but 2 of those late almost cost the Bears a game. Free throws were a lot different tonight. The Bears went there, they only had 4 total chances in the game, and they were 4 of 4, and Ava was 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Again, the Bears went at 55. A thriller here at Mumford Gym on senior night.
Take on the Panthers, and that game will have a lot of implications towards who wins the SCA. So join us. For Jim.
That's it for this broadcast of Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3. This broadcast was brought to you by these sponsors: Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Frigga Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust.